How many is ready for the Word? Praise the Lord. Want you to pray for me this morning. I'm feeling a little nervous. Sometimes I get nervous when I get up to preach, and I'm getting better, though. I only had to go to the restroom 5 times this morning. I'm getting a little better. Amen. Won't you? That's terrible. Want you to pray for me this morning that God will have His way. Feel like that God's got a word for the church this morning. Matter of fact, I know God's got a word for the church. I've been praying all week, and I've been seeking God, and I feel like that this is the word that God has for the church this morning. Pastor Matt has confirmed the message when he got up and said what he said. But I warn you, I won't be able to get through with this message this morning. So I just want to go till God says it's time to quit. Then I'll quit, and we'll move on from there. But it's so hard for me sometimes, Pastor, to move out of worship into preaching. Because the worship was so strong this morning, I didn't have to preach. Matter of fact, I could have laid in that worship atmosphere for the rest of the day. Amen. It was that good. Amen. Hallelujah. But I think that God has got a plan and God has got a word this morning. And as we enter into this new year, a fresh start, a new beginning, and this is what I wanted to preach on this morning. I wanted to preach my New Year's resolution, new beginning message. And if you've been in this church for the past couple of years, the first time that I preach of the year, I usually preach this message. And that's what I wanted to preach this morning. It would have been so much easier because I already had my outline laid out. I already had everything in order, and that's what I had in mind. But God had different plans, amen? But I feel led of the Holy Ghost this morning to maybe pick up where Pastor D left off last week, amen? For this year, of course, you know our theme for the year is change. And you'll be hearing a lot about change over the next 12 months. And you'll be seeing a lot of change, and you'll be seeing a lot of things that God is doing. So I'd like to kind of pick up where Pastor left off last Sunday morning, where Matt left off Wednesday night, did an awesome job on prayer. And how many of you know that we need to be praying? Amen. Because there's power in prayer. But some people have a different ideal of change. Now, our theme is change for the year. Amen. But some people have a different ideal of change. Some people need change. Others are changing, and some have already changed. Amen? But what is change? These are different definitions out of Webster's Dictionary on change. The first one is to put or take a thing and place it with something else. To exchange as they change places. Now, this is a good one. To make a difference or to alter. To put a fresh covering on as of changing a diaper. That's in Webster's Dictionary. Amen? To leave one train, a bus, or etc., and board another. Amen? Now, that'll preach right there. Because one of these days, Pastor, I'm going to get off this merry-go-round of life, and I'm going to get on that old ship of Zion, and I'm leaving. Amen? So if you want to go with me, you better make plans and you better make preparation because we're getting real, real close to that old ship moving out. Amen? And I'm going to get off this thing, and I'm going to get on that, and I'm going to move on. There's going to be change. Amen? How many's ready for change? If you're here this morning, I'm just going to get this over with. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of life, I wouldn't go out them doors till I made a change. Amen? Hallelujah. But this is the one that I want to focus on this morning. Something of the same kind, but new and fresh. Something of the same kind, but new and fresh. Now, how many people here this morning need this kind of change? Something of the same, but it's new and it's fresh. You don't want to change churches. You just want your church experience to be fresh and new. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't want to change jobs. You just want your workplace to experience something new and fresh. Come on. Now try this. Monday morning when you get up and you go to your workplace and you get on your job, instead of whining and murmuring and complaining about how bad things are, about how you hate your job and how your supervisor is just a dictator, amen, and do all these things, how about trying this Monday morning when you go into work? Or you go into work and you say, this is the day the Lord hath made and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. You've got to change your situation, your outlook on your situation. Amen? Choose the way you look at your situation. Maybe you don't want to change your spouse. But you want your marriage experience to be something new and fresh. Come on now, let's get down to where the rubber meets the road. A lot of times we get stagnant in our marriage and we go home and we see the same old wife every day and she looks at that same old husband coming in the door every day. And sometimes we get stagnant with our relationship. But how many of you would like for your marriage to be fresh and new? Amen? I'm talking about change. I'm talking about change. You got to choose the way you view your marriage situation. Amen? You've got to change the way you view looking at your spouse and your spouse looks at you. Now, we're going somewhere. Y'all just hold on. Now, I know my wife would have to look long and hard before she could find something good to say about me. Amen? But if she could, there would be a change. Amen? I've used this example before. Amen? Maybe my wife comes home with the groceries and she's getting groceries out the car and I run out the door and I start grabbing groceries and I get five bags in this hand and I've got five bags in this hand and she looks at me and she said, baby doll, you're so helpful. You're so kind and you're so strong. Come on now. You know what happened? As men as we are, the men that we are, this is what we say. Our chest swells out and we say, come on, give me another bite. Put that case of water on my shoulder and let me carry it in the house. And she looks at you and she says, baby, you sure you can carry all that? Put on another bag and just watch me go. Amen. I'm telling you, change. If you really want change and you're married, you've got to look at your situation different. You know what? I'm really having to work at this. Because sometimes my wife goes to the grocery store late at night, and when she comes home, I'm in that recliner asleep. And sometimes I hear her, and sometimes I don't. Amen? Praise be unto God. But like I said, if she can find change, and I can find change, the way I view my situation and my circumstances, there'll be awesome change in our marriage. There'll be something new and there'll be something fresh. I'm talking about change. Amen? Now, I say this all the time. That we have to take the stories from the Bible, extract the spiritual truths from them, and apply them to our life for daily living. Amen? So, I want to take just a little bit of history from the nation of Israel and talk about change. Now, from the time that Jacob and the 12 patriarchs went down to Egypt, for the next 400 years, the nation of Israel would experience change. Amen? If you're a student of the Bible, you know what I'm talking about. Amen? The nation of Israel, for the next 400 years, they would experience change. Amen? When they first got to Egypt, everything was lovely. They found favor in the eyes of Pharaoh. Joseph was second in command. They were living in the land of Goshen, and life was good. But change. How many of you know that all change is not good change? Come on now. All change is not good change. But they were living in the land of Goshen. The Bible said in Exodus 1 and 8, "Now there arose a new king over Egypt which knew not Joseph." We're talking about change. How many of you know that all change is not good change? Sometimes in our life, when God has a plan, we have to go through some things. We have to go through some change that are not good and they're not enjoyable. Amen? Sometimes God can't open a new door until He shuts an old one. Can I tell you about change? I know firsthand about change. In 2004, I'd been working at the same place for 27 years. Every day, driving the same road, going to the workplace for 27 years. I was 2.5 years away from retirement. And they come in and told me, said, "We're fixing to have to lay you off. You're talking about change." Amen. I was at a place, Pastor, where things were good. Amen. I was living good, and I had a good job, and I was making good money. Amen. But change took place. God had to close a door that He might open another. Amen. And I didn't know what to do. And I got this new job, and there was change that took place. And when I got to this new workplace, things were totally different because I was used to wearing khaki shorts and a white shirt where I worked at. Amen. But when I got to this place, Pastor, it was totally different. The culture was different. It was nasty, just to be honest with you. We've changed our culture since then, but back then, what they had me doing, I would go into this place, and I would crawl up under these serving trays and get all this old steel dust out, and this old steel, amen, and it was dirty, and it was nasty, amen. And a lot of days I would go home, and instead of wearing khakis and a white shirt, I would go in and take my clothes off and throw them in the garbage. Boy, you talking about change, amen. And one day, I'll never forget, I was in the bathroom, and I was down on my knees, and I was cleaning the toilet. That's not a pretty sight. And that's not where a man had been where I'd been for 27 years really liked, amen? And I was sitting there, and I looked out the door, and I'm talking about a nasty place. This was back when everybody dipped snuff, and they spit in the floor. And that's what they done. And it was up to me to clean it up. And I had this problem. And I was down on my knees cleaning the toilets, and I looked up, and I said, "God, if You really loved me like I thought You did, I wouldn't be where I'm at." And I went home, and I told my wife, I said, "If this is all they've got for me, they're going to have to find them somebody else." Amen. But make a long story short, over a transformation and over change over the next few months and over the next few years, amen, I've got the best job that I've ever had in my life because I was willing to go through change. Amen. So the children of Israel had went from living large and in charge into bondage. The Bible said that Pharaoh set over them taskmasters to afflict them with burdens. And the Bible said, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. Amen? Sometimes God has to bring change into our life so we can multiply and grow. Amen? How many of you, just be real honest with me this morning, and you would say, "It's been so long since I've been through change that I'm just kind of sitting here spinning my wheels. It seems like that I'm just sitting in the same place." You ain't went out and killed nobody. You ain't doing dope. You ain't cheating on your wife. You're just sitting there spinning your wheels though. Come on now. If I've learned anything through my experience with change, is that God always has a plan for our life. Amen. God has got a plan for your life. I know you probably get tired of hearing me say that God has a plan and God has a purpose. But over the next 12 months, you're going to hear change so much, it's going to be unbelievable. So if I've learned anything, I've learned that God has got a plan, a good and not evil, to give us a future and a hope. But can I tell you that change don't happen overnight? God's people was in bondage 400 years. Day after day, month after month, year after year, generation after generation. Every day, doing the same thing. They grew accustomed to bondage. Now, if you're not willing to change, and Pastor said this last Sunday, if you're not willing to change when God says change, amen, you'll find yourself burdened down, chained down, in bondage. You won't enjoy life. You'll just be simply existing. And that's the way that the children of Israel was. They had grown so accustomed to bondage, amen, they had just got used to it. It was the same old thing, day in and day out. It was the same old routine. And the sad part is they weren't happy, but they were comfortable. Amen? They weren't happy because they had went from living large and in charge to being in bondage, but they kept doing it. They just kept doing the same old thing over and over and over because they were comfortable. Amen? Every morning they'd get up and they'd eat those leeks and garlic and onions. And that's a whole different message in itself. Amen? Pastor Matt, we talked about that the other night. Because can you imagine having a diet of leeks and onion and garlic? Amen. They can smell you when you walk in the door. Amen. You've got to get rid of some old stinking thinking. You've got to get on your new diet. Amen. And you've got to be willing to change into the place that God wants you to change into. Amen. There are some people sitting here under the sound of my voice that you're not happy, but you're comfortable. Amen. I promise you, if I ask somebody right now, you're so comfortable sitting in your pew and you're so laid back and you're just enjoying life. But I promise you, if I come back there and I took that microphone and I handed it to you and told you to get up here and testify, you'd freak out. You would do it because you're not used to change. But I'm telling you, if you'll get willing to do whatever God... Now, I'm not going to ask you to do that because I know what it do to people. But if God asks you to do that, you got to be willing to say, give me that microphone and let me up there, because God has got a plan and God has got a purpose for my life. And there's a new and fresh anointing coming up on. A new and fresh anointing will fall upon your life when you're willing to change. Amen? I'm never going to get through with this message. Oh, I done told y'all that. Hey, ma'am, where am I at? Rhonda, help me. You're comfortable doing the same old 1, 2, 3. I'm comfortable coming into the house of God. And I get here at 10:27. And I slide in the door. And I get my fix. And I'm out the door. Hey, man, and next Sunday, I'm going to do the same thing. You're comfortable with the same old 1, 2, 3. But can I tell you that it's real, real, real dangerous. Amen. When you become comfortable just going through a routine like the children of Israel was, they were just going through a routine. When you're going to get out of your comfort zone? When are you going to choose to change? The Bible said that God sent a deliverer. He sent Moses with a word. Amen. How many of you need a word from God? I got a word from God this morning. God told Moses, do this. He said, I want you to go down and this is the word I want you to deliver. There's a change coming. There's a change coming. And you can choose to be part of the change, or you can choose not to be part of the change. But I believe that I'm sitting in a house full of people that want everything that God has got for them. I believe I'm sitting amongst a bunch of people that are saying, God, just give me what you got. If I got to change, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to do things different. So God sent a deliverer when He sent Moses. Last Sunday when Pastor D revealed our theme for the next year, change, there is a change coming. Everybody wasn't happy because some people have a hard time accepting change. Amen? Now, you know the story. Pharaoh said, you want change? I'll give you change. From now on, you're going to have to make my bricks and you're going to have to gather your own straw. Amen? It was a trick. Because Pharaoh knew if he would keep the children of Israel so occupied, so busy with hunting straw and making his brick, it would get their mind off of what was important. Amen? How many of you know what is important this morning is that you obey God, you hear the voice of God, and you're willing to move when God says it's time to move. Amen? But Moses just kept coming back. And you go to Pharaoh and say, Pharaoh, God told you to let my people go. And Pharaoh said, okay, I will. And he wouldn't do it. Then Moses would go back and after God would send a plague, and Moses would go back and he said, Pharaoh, let my people go. Amen. I don't know, but that might be the reason that God sent me by this morning to preach on the same message that we heard last Sunday morning. And I don't know, but next Sunday, Pastor might preach on the same message. And the next Sunday, he might have to preach on the same message. But we're going to get this over to you that God is bringing change to the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. Now listen. We're going to get to some good stuff now. When change comes, you're not going empty-handed. Now listen to me. God told His people right off the bat in Exodus 3, 20 through 22, and I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, He will let you go. And I will give His people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass when that you go, you shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor, and her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. Amen. How many of you is ready for some change like that? Amen. I'm blessed. I am a really, really blessed person. Not that I'm good, because I'm probably worse than anybody in here. If you really knew me, you probably wouldn't even be sitting here listening to me preach this morning. Amen. But God has got some favor upon me. I've found favor in the eyes of God. And I choose to pass my favor down to my son. I choose to pass favor down to my grandkids. Amen. Because God has got a plan and God has got a purpose. If I choose to act like or what am I looking for? If I choose to demonstrate the same faith that my great-granddad did, I would be in the same situation. I'd be in bondage. I'd be in poverty. Amen? But I'm choosing to believe God and I'm choosing to change. They didn't go to church. I'm going to church. They didn't pray. I'm praying. They didn't believe God. I'm believing God. And I'm expecting change to be passed down to the next generation. Amen? I'm trying to hurry. Psalms 105:37 said, God brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among them. I'd like to come into the house of God one Sunday morning and not feel bad physically. I got some issues. Pastor's got some issues. You got some issues. You got some issues. Probably everybody in this house has got something. that's going on. Amen. But I still believe that we can come into the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. I believe God, and we can walk in health like we never have before. He said when they come out of Egypt's bondage, there was not one feeble person among them. Not one. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I choose to believe that right before the church leaves, right before you hear the trumpet sound, amen, there's going to be healing like we've never seen before in our life. But you know what? I also choose to believe that I'm not going to wait until they get ready to blow the trumpet, amen. I choose to believe that God is working on me even as I speak. Amen? Hallelujah. It can happen. Now listen to this. Now we know that feeble means lacking physical strength. But listen to this. Feeble also means lacking strength of character. Come on. No, not strong enough to endure strain, pressure, or strenuous effect. Now, when you go through change, like I said, sometimes things are going to get worse before they get better. Amen? Now, God had a plan, and it was working to perfection till they got down to the Red Sea. The Bible said that Israel went out with a high hand. When they come out of Egypt's bondage, amen, they was happy. Now, you've seen this, and I've said this before. That old movie, The Ten Commandments, it paints a terrible picture of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt's bondage. They was walking on crutches, a few old straggly sheep following them, some old broke-down wagons, amen. That wasn't the way it was, because when they come out of Egypt's bondage, the Bible said they come out with a high hand, and they had it on their rings, on their finger, and they had earrings, and they was wearing brand new clothes. Now, somebody asked me this morning, said, "You look like a preacher." I had to reach way back in the closet to get this out. And I said, "Well, that's great. Maybe I'll start acting like one." Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible said that Israel went out with a high hand. But what did it say also? But the Egyptians pursued after them. They looked around and they was having them a shouting good time. And they had choose to follow God and change. And they said, "We're going to worship God into the wilderness." But all of a sudden they look behind them and there's 600 chariots bearing down on them. And they had Pharaoh behind them. They had the Red Sea before them and they didn't know what they was going to do. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, when you choose to go through change, don't think the devil's just going to sit back and let you walk right into your glory land. It's not going to happen because he's going to chase after you. He's going to try to change your mind and he's going to try to get you to go back, amen. But I'm here to tell you, if you'll just keep believing God, you'll keep believing the man of God, we're going to get to the other side. Hallelujah. Now, I said God's plan was working to perfection till they got right down to the Red Sea. Exodus 14:11 said, and they turned against Moses. Oh my God, brother, you could have preached all morning without having to go there. And they turned against Moses and said, "Have you brought us out here to die in the desert? Because there was not enough graves for us in Egypt. Why did you make us leave? Isn't this what we told you when we were slaves? To leave us alone. We said it would be better to be slaves to the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." Amen. Change is coming. I'm not going to leave you alone. Pastor D is not going to leave you alone. Matt and Dylan is not going to leave you alone. We're going to keep on pushing you, and we're going to keep on demanding something of you, and we're going to keep on preaching God's Word, and we're going to keep on trying to get you to get through your change to the other side. Trying to hurry. And this is the word. Now listen, we're closing. Now this is the word that God gave Moses. He said, speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Amen. Read it. It's in Exodus. You can find it. He said, speak to the children. And I know, Pastor, that a lot of times I get discouraged and you get discouraged because God is not working in our timetable. God has closed the door and that new door ain't open yet. And a lot of times we get frustrated, we get discouraged, and actually we're looking for somebody to take it out on. And we're looking for somebody to blame. Amen? But God told Moses, I said, go forward. Spiritual progression. Change. Psalms 84:7 said, they go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion, appearing before God, saying, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayers. If we'll keep moving forward, your breakthrough may just be over the next hilltop. Your breakthrough may be over the next valley. Your breakthrough is just outside them doors. You're right on the threshold of God doing something awesome in your life. But God says, I want you to keep moving forward. Don't look back. Don't want to go back. Don't blame nobody. I just keep trusting God. And I promise you, there is a breakthrough coming. Now, this is what I want to do this morning. Matt, what time is it? Golly, Bob, I got 15 more minutes. Never mind, I'm going to preach on. Just kidding. This is what I want to do this morning. Would it be too hard for y'all to sing that Waymaker again? Want the praise team to come. And this is what God laid upon my heart this morning. He said, I want you to open those altars up. I know we've done had an awesome altar service. And if you're here this morning and you need a breakthrough, you need some change, you're going through some change, and you need God to help you to get to the other side, amen, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to open this altar. I want you to come down here, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to appear before God saying, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Amen. So if you're here this morning and you need to pray, if you got issues, if you just want to come down and you say, God, I've been praying, but I'm not really sure if you're hearing my prayers, I want you to come this morning. This altar is open. Hey, ma'am, I want you to come now. We're not playing church. We're fixing to change. Hey, ma'am, we're fixing to change. Some change is going to take place. You know what? I'm fixing to go through a change, and I hope it's real soon. I hope I get these braces off, and I hope I quit spitting on everybody. And that's a change that I'm looking forward to. You know what? I've even been praying, God, hurry this process up. And I've seen people, and they're going through change, man, in their lives. And they're wondering, am I ever going to get to the other side of my problem? Am I ever going to get to the other side that I need? Is anything ever going to be fresh and new in my life? I promise you, if you'll come this morning to this altar and you'll say, God, hear my prayer. As they sing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. Hallelujah. Change! Change is coming! Just hold on! Just hold on! Don't give up! Don't look back! Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We magnify you and we glorify you, God, for your word. And we thank you and we praise you this morning for what you're doing. God, even as we speak, God, your power, God, be at work in our lives.
God,
let us be with to be transformed into your likeness and your image. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, I pray, God, that you give her a new vision. God, I pray, God, that you give her a new child. Lord, that you conform to your way of thinking, God. Lord, I pray, God, a change come into her life. God, it'd be a good change and a right change. Hey, God, we're going to...